The Vietnam Radio Play, performed by
Keaton,
Daniel,
Natalie,
Maddie.
The year is 1969. Unbeknownst to CJ, terrible news awaited for him at home. This news awaited many young men. This news was the U.S. draft. This process forcefully put men into the military and punished those who refused.
Hey, Mom, I'm home.
As CJ's eyes scan the living room, he sees his mom crying over a letter.
Mom, what's wrong?
The letter over there on the table.
CJ reads the letter. His expression drops to that of pure dread.
I'm so sorry, son.
No, Mom. It's okay.
Why don't you dodge?
Because if I run away, I won't be able to come back.
I understand.
Who is she kidding? Deserters weren't allowed back. And CJ only had a few days before he had to report to the draft board. When a man went to the draft board, he was registered, assigned, and classified as a soldier.
All right, your physical seems to have come back fine. Anything I should know about? What branch of the military do you prefer?
Nothing I can think of, sir, and I'd prefer the Navy.
All righty then, you'll pick up your papers on the way out.
Yes, sir.
A couple of months later, CJ was sent off on a ship to foreign lands. CJ vastly underestimated the amount of money he would need for his travels. Most men brought around $70 for entertainment, food, and other expenses. CJ only brought 10. Therefore, his days were rendered to basketball, weights, eating, and sleeping. It's 1 year later. CJ's boat is assigned to Operation Sea Dragon. Operation Sea Dragon is a dangerous operation that requires military ships to blindly fire at Vietnam's shore. The U.S. did this to try and induce a ceasefire. CJ was figuring out the math of where the guns would be angled when he heard an explosion.
What the hell was that?
I think it came from the gun room.
CJ grabbed his rifle and ran up for the deck.
Dan, what's going on?
They blew up the...
Dan never got to finish that sentence. CJ stood and watched in shock as Dan's face was rendered to hamburger meat. Vietnam was filled with horrors. On both sides, often families, Vietnamese and American, were torn apart by the ravages of war. Soon after Operation Sea Dragon, CJ was given honorable discharge, but only returned home to be shunned by his peers for his actions in Vietnam.